This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest Thursday while condemning those who would break the law to do so. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House Thursday, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it is not a moment for political points. It is a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
Biden said none of the protests have persuaded him to change his policies towards Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hamas will send a delegation to Cairo to keep up ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The proposed truce would free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a halt to the fighting and the delivery of much-needed food, medicine and water into Gaza. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of the deal. A new UN report out today states that to fully rebuild Gaza from today would take another 16 years. The results of the report make clear how high the stakes are for a deal. Hamas has insisted it won't sign on to the deal without assurances that if it eventually releases all its hostages, Israel will end its onslaught in Gaza and pull its troops out of the territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO countries say they are deeply concerned by a campaign of hybrid activities on the military alliance's soil they attribute to Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in a message on social media platform X that actions including disinformation, sabotage, acts of violence, and cyber and electronic interference, quote, will not deter us from supporting Ukraine. This is VOA News. The number of people arrested in connection with protests on college campuses against Israel's war in Gaza continues to grow. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The sound of protesters chanting at UCLA, where more than 200 people were zip-tied and taken away by police. The Associated Press has tallied arrests at 35 schools since the protest began at Columbia University on April 18th, and that number stands at 2,000. Some of the campus protests popping up over the last 2 weeks have led to agreements with administrators to consider the protesters' demands. More often, though, they have led to arrests after demonstrators refused to disperse or vandalize property. I'm Shelley Adler.
A U.S. official says Russia has moved some troops onto an air base in Niger, where a small number of U.S. forces remain after most American troops left the base in the nation's capital. Russian trainers arrived in Niger about 3 weeks ago. It wasn't clear then where they were housed. The West African nation has ordered all U.S. troops out of the country. The Pentagon has said they will depart, but hasn't provided a precise timeline. A U.S. official says Russian troops are on the other side of the base in the capital, Niamey, and not close to U.S. forces. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss troop movements. About 4 in 10 Americans see China as an enemy, a Pew report shows. That's a 5-year high. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
An annual Pew Research Center survey found that 4 in 10 Americans now label China as an enemy. That number is up from a quarter 2 years ago and reached the highest level in 5 years. The Pew report samples 3,600 U.S. adults. Half of them think of China as a competitor, and only 6% consider the country to be a partner. These findings come as the Biden administration is trying to stabilize relations with the country to avoid clashes while still trying to counter the world's second largest economy. The report also found that roughly half of Americans think limiting China's power and influence should be a top U.S. foreign policy priority. Only 8% don't think it should be a priority at all. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church had officially declared, quote, the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed that phrase from their official social teachings at their Legislative General Conference in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBTQ+ clergy. The delegates have replaced the denomination's non-binding social principles with a new document. It defines marriage as a covenant between, quote, two people of faith, without limiting it to a man and a woman. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.